This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli forces appear to have withdrawn from three refugee camps in the occupied West Bank after more than a week-long military operation that left dozens dead in a trail of destruction. Overnight, Israeli armored personnel carriers were seen leaving the Jenin refugee camp, and there was no evidence of any remaining troops inside as dawn broke early Friday morning. Meanwhile, protests in Tel Aviv gathered for another day on Thursday as demonstrators insisted on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu negotiating a ceasefire agreement that would secure the safe return of the remaining 101 hostages. The death last week of six hostages after nearly 11 months in captivity sparked a wave of protest, with around 500,000 people taking to the streets in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv on Sunday night alone. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on new indictments in the U.S. or in the U.S. against alleged Russian military cyber criminals who launched the Whispergate attack of 2022.
The FBI special agent in charge of Maryland, where some computer systems were used to launch the cyber attack in Ukraine just weeks before the war in 2022.
These six criminals aim to cripple Ukraine's government and critical infrastructure by targeting their finances, agriculture, emergency services, healthcare, and schools.
The FBI's Bill DeBagno says the Whispergate attack in 2022 could be considered the first shot in Russia's war against Ukraine.
Through strokes on a keyboard, these criminals crossed over borders.
Some U.S. companies were unknowingly involved, so the Justice Department is offering a $60 million reward to help find the suspects. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And this is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is meeting top military leaders of more than 50 partner nations in Germany to press for more weapons support. Meanwhile, the United States announced it would provide an additional $250 million in security assistance to Kyiv. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the meeting of the leaders was taking place during a dynamic moment in Ukraine in the fight against Russia, as it conducts its first offensive operation of the war while facing a significant threat from Russian forces near a key hub in the Donbas. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on a visit to Haiti on Thursday he hoped to see an electoral council established soon to organize elections in the Caribbean nation.
Gave me an update on the important work that's being done there, and we hope to see that stood up soon, because that's a critical next step in moving forward and organizing elections for next year.
Haiti's Blinken's visit comes as Haiti continues to battle gangs that have taken over much of the capital and started moving into nearby regions. Haiti's prime minister on Wednesday expanded a state of emergency to cover the entire nation. Kenyan police officers who were part of a UN-backed security mission began arriving in Haiti in June. The United States secured the release of dozens of political prisoners in Nicaragua Thursday, including religious people and more. Senior U.S. diplomat for Western Hemisphere Affairs Eric Jacobson saying,
"Entre los prisioneros liberados, hay 13 personas."
Among released prisoners, there are 13 people affiliated with the religious organization Mountain Gateway, as well as Catholic lay people, students, journalists, human rights defenders, farmers, and others. Nicaraguan authorities wrongfully imprisoned these men and women with unfounded charges just because they used their fundamental liberties. The White House said that the 135 prisoners were freed from jail on humanitarian grounds, adding that they will go to Guatemala before possibly moving into the United States or other nations. Police in Denver, suburb of Aurora, say that a Venezuelan street gang with a small presence in the city has not taken over a rundown apartment complex. The allegation has gained steam among conservatives and was amplified by former U.S. President Donald Trump, who said Wednesday Venezuelans were taking over the whole town. Pope Francis wrapped up his visit to Indonesia on Friday after celebrating Mass before an overflow crowd of 100,000 people. Final celebration before he headed to Papua New Guinea for the second leg of his 11-day journey through Southeast Asia and Oceania. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.